So on page 39, the Family Emergency Preparedness Handbook, if any of you others out there that are listening, it is available at the Josephine County Emergency Management Office and also the Jackson County Emergency Management Office. So in your area, if you want to give that number a call and you don't have one of those books, you can pick up one or several if you have some a group like your family or something that you need to get those to. So starting in a moment. So the first on page 39 is called Grab and Go Binder. Your grab-and-go binder will help you recover in the event that you lose your home and are unable to enter safely due to structural damage. This binder is comprehensive and should contain financial, personal, legal, and medical documents, as well as a thumb drive containing photos and videos of each room and a backup of your hard drive to take with you when you evacuate. Remember to video document any high-value items. For all evacuations, copy each of these documents front and back. Copy of financial documents, front and back of debit credit cards, property deeds, mortgage information, car titles and registration, bank account numbers and contact information, insurance policies, life, health, auto, and home. Contact information for anyone you send a payment or bill to. Stocks, bonds, and savings bonds. Statements from investment firms. Copy of personal documents. Address book. List of firearms and serial numbers. Birth certificates. Concealed handgun license. Rent, lease agreement. Diplomas, transcripts. Documented appraisals of valuable possessions. Driver's license. Marriage license. Military documents, passport, pet vaccine records, recent photo of each family member and pet, receipts from expensive items, Social Security card, copy of legal documents, child custody adoption papers, divorce agreements, will, living family trust, past, current, binding contracts, attorney contact information, copy of medical information, health insurance cards, blood types of each family member, contact information for all medical providers, medical history of each family member, immunization records, list of current prescriptions and dosage, pharmacy contact information, any other important documents. Very good list of things to have. You might probably have most of those, but if you don't, I suggest maybe you do so. This will give you an update and a refresher on that. So, for a pet kit, uses anytime a human kit is necessary. Tip, your pet kit will be used whenever you have a need of a kit yourself. Use small plastic bags to carry smaller quantities from your pet kit in case you and your pet are not at home when an event starts and walking is required. Consider the seasonal needs of your pet when rotating items. Warmer weather calls for more water, whereas winter weather requires a way for your pets to stay warm. Remember, your pet may be scared and behave abnormally. Start with food and water and add the other items as resources become available. Water for at least 2 weeks. Food for at least 2 weeks. Prescriptions, vaccination records. Veterinary contact information. Treats. By all means, don't forget the treats. Collar and leash with the backup. Recent photo with your pet. Food and water bowls. ID tags. Blanket. Toys. Crate or carrier if applicable, pet first aid kit, pet waste bags, hand sanitizer or wipes. As I mentioned, there are several more kits, but we will cover that going forward. So when I call on you, if you have any suggestions or questions, please feel free to speak up. WRMW 211 Hope. This is WRJX 359 Karen. Do you copy?